plagued a potential nugget.
Back to your journey, Viren. If we rewinded the clock to early 2008, you retired at the peak of your game. And you alluded to the fact that when people wanted to study, you wanted to play. And people wanted you to play, you wanted to move on to study. So give us a sense of how you took stock of life at that point in time. And the reason I ask is, sport in a lot of ways is a good metaphor for a lot of other professions where, you know, you're 35, 40 and suddenly you've done well, you've achieved a lot of success, but you still have the life ahead staring at you. And sometimes people struggle to take stock of life at that point in time. So walk us through just your frame of mind and how you thought about life and how you took it forward at that point in time.
So again, as I said, I came from a background where studies were important to me. It's not that because I chose sport initially that I did not want to study.
Sure.
It was always something that was important to me. I came from a background where studies were important. I think post-graduation from 21 till I was 28, I was so busy training, playing, traveling with the Indian team. I honestly did not touch a book for 7 years. Mm-hmm. So I always knew that I wanted to study and I wanted to do my MBA. I just didn't know when was the right time. Mm-hmm. When I was 26, I always knew that once I retired, I would do my MBA. So mm-hmm. that decision was clear in my mind. When I was 26, 27, at that point of time, I was, you know, it had been almost 8-9 years in the Indian team. I was getting a little bit frustrated because the travel, the load, the pressure was a lot. I was getting a little bit frustrated with selection issues, with selectors,
sure.
With injuries that I was having. And I felt at that point of time, you know, maybe I was not enjoying myself as much as I should have been. Hmm. And, you know, that set me thinking in a way that if I'm not enjoying something at the highest, then I have no right to be there. And if I'm not feeling that I can't give 200% every single day in training, then maybe I need to think of about my future. So that's what got me thinking. As far as I went to ISB to do my MBA eventually. Sure. And
was that the first batch around that time?
Or? No, the first batch was in 2001. So okay. I went in the class of 2009.
Much later, okay.
Yeah, so sure. Much later. And incidentally, in 2003 at the Afro-Asian Games in Hyderabad, where India won and we had beaten Pakistan in the final in mm-hmm. Hyderabad, mm-hmm. the Indian team was put up at ISB.
Okay.
So that's how I came to know about ISB, and I was impressed with the infrastructure, with the campus, with the curriculum, with the place, and I known about ISB since then.
Sure.
And, when I was planning on retiring and thinking about what to do, I knew that I always wanted to be in India. Hockey gave me the chance to go across the world and travel everywhere. But for me, I've always wanted to be in India and make a difference over here. And I didn't see myself studying for 2 years and doing an MBA abroad.
Sure.
I didn't have that much money to study abroad for 2 years. So I thought ISB, 1 year course, top class curriculum, top class peer group coming over there, great sure. faculty, great infrastructure, everything. It made good sense for me.
Sure.
I started studying for my GMAT. Simultaneously, when I was playing, I did shit in the first one. I did really well in the second one. And, and I applied to ISB. Once I got in, I decided, you know, this is the right time for me to announce my retirement. Then.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
However cliched it may sound, feeling like you want to wake up and go to work in the morning is arguably the best barometer there is to see if you should continue doing what you're doing. I find that several people stay on because they haven't really figured out what else or haven't had the time to think about alternate possibilities. I found that taking time off like a sabbatical or moving to a temporary part-time model to buy yourself bandwidth to really take stock can do wonders in providing clarity of thought. Very often I find that staying in a 24/7 intense role and solving for the future don't go hand in hand. Some of this sounds obvious, but I'm sometimes amazed at the number of people who are stuck with the catch-22 of status quo. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential.